الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين معاملة. Once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting in the company of his Sahaba, the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, around him. The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that, O Rasulullah, what is that action which will cause one to enter into Jannah the most? What is that action which will cause a person to enter into Jannah the most? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, it is taqwa Allah and husnul khuluq. So these two things go hand in hand, taqwa Allah and husnul khuluq. If there is no taqwa Allah, there is no husnul khuluq. If there is no husnul khuluq, there is no taqwa of Allah. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to say. Now, what is taqwa Allah? What is usually defined as taqwa Allah is a person protecting himself and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and then staying, acting upon his commandments and staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And then also to have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever I am doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to me than my jugular vein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing whatever I'm doing. If I have to do something along, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's seeing me and He might even take me to task straight away. So having this consciousness, this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our mind, in our heart at all times. And what is husnul khuluq? Husnul khuluq, a beautiful character, a beautiful nature, a beautiful way of conducting ourselves with other people, a beautiful way of interacting with people, interacting with the community. And that's why we see when someone displays bad akhlaq, su'ul adab, he is unruly, he behaves in a manner which is not good, which is not kind, he has bad character, then we should know and we should understand that this person, he is lacking in taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is not worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. He's not worried about the next person to keep that person's heart. He is not, when this happens, when a person is unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, then what happens? This person behaves based on the situation. So he looks at the situation, he sees, you know, if it's beneficial for me to be nice and to be kind, for example, his boss, then, oh, he's very kind, buttoning him up, so he can give me a promotion, he can give me an extra wage. And he behaves nicely. But he sees in another situation, it's advantageous for him to act arrogantly, to behave rude, to be mean, to lie, to be two-faced. Then he acts in this way. And know that this is very destructive. This is a person who is not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ expounds on this and he outlines four qualities of a person, four qualities which if they are found in any particular person at a particular time, then Rasulullah ﷺ says that no, that this person is a hypocrite, you know, out and out he is a hypocrite, a munafiq. A hypocrite is someone who feigns Islam, who acts in a way, or he shows that, you know, he is a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in actual fact, in his heart, he does not submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, funny enough, if we look at this hadith and we look at the qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outlined, we see that the qualities are pertaining, they are with regard to a person's interaction with people, his muamala, his interaction with people. Rasulullah ﷺ did not expound on qualities, or did not mention qualities which are to do with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ibadah. Rather, Rasulullah ﷺ spoke about those qualities which which a person uses on a daily basis in his interaction with people. So Rasulullah ﷺ, he says the first point is, when he speaks, he lies. When he speaks, he lies. Second point, when a person makes a promise, he breaks his promise. When a person is entrusted with something, he breaches that trust. And lastly, when a person argues, he becomes vulgar and he becomes abusive. So this is what sets us apart as believers from the hypocrites and the kuffar, where they are not worried about keeping the heart of a person, being kind towards a person. They act based on situation. Where it's better for me to lie and to cheat, I will do that. Where it's better for me to be kind and to be good to a person, I will do that. They are not worried about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to be kind at all times to anyone, to all creation. And when we look at this quality, this last quality, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentioned, that when a person gets into an argument, he becomes vulgar, he becomes abusive. You know how easy it is for us nowadays to resort or to revert to insults and to become abusive, especially online with social media and such, where we have this type of anonymity, where a person doesn't know who we are, we can make a fake name, and we get into altercations and arguments very easily, and then we revert to insulting a person, insulting a person's mother, his family, whatever it may be. And this is something which destroys our amal. This is something which displays bad character, which displays the fact that we have lack of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that, you know, who is the most hated of people, the most hated of people and most disliked people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who shows bad character. And When a person shows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah SAW said that that person who is most hated is that person who he is argumentative and he likes to run down other people and he likes to critique other people and he is criticizing of everyone. Then this person know that in his heart there is kibar, there is pride. And we know that a person who has even an atom's weight, in the size of a mustard seed of pride in his heart, he will not enter into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Once Rasulullah ﷺ was sitting with his Sahaba and he asked that the Sahaba that Manil Muflis, who is the bankrupt person? So Al Muflis in Arabic, the translation for it is a bankrupt person, a person who has no money at all. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they replied, O Rasulullah ﷺ, maybe it's referring to a person who has no money, he has no possessions, no worldly possessions. Rasulullah ﷺ, listen to this answer, Rasulullah ﷺ said, no, it is not that person. Rather, a bankrupt person, a shelly, nothing in his account, nothing that belongs to him, is that person who comes on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has brought a multitude of good deeds. He has brought salah and fasting and Quran and Hajj and a lot of good deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes him, not exposes him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him that no, you took the right of this person. You swore this person, you insulted this person, you behaved rudely towards this person. What will happen? In exchange or in lieu, in compensation for the zulm, for the oppression that he caused to other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away this person's good deeds. All this good that he brought, this amal kathira which he brought, this multitude of good deeds which this person had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch it away, strip him of all that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then take it and give it as compensation to the person, to those people who he has oppressed, who he has wronged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then take him and fling him into the fire of Jahannam. So this is something which is very serious, which is very grave, to protect our amal, to protect our good deeds. That is what good character is. Good character is something which protects our good deeds. Because if we have to be bad, behave unruly, behave unkind towards people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away our good deeds and give it to those to other people. And we see that a person who is doing ibadat, who is doing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is actually supposed to stop him from doing evil, from doing bad, from having bad character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Prayer, salah, it takes a person out, it stops him from doing evil, from being bad-natured, from being unkind. So when a person is doing all these good deeds, but he still has bad character, he still is, being unkind towards people, then has he really worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really benefiting him? Or is it just some ritual that he is performing and he's not worried about one of the integral parts of deen, which is good character? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that ad-deenu mu'amala. This religion is not just a deen of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not just reading Quran, performing salah, fasting and performing hajj. It's not just that. A deen, part of deen, a major portion of deen is your interaction with people, mu'amala, interacting with people, how we deal with them, how we talk to them, how we interact with them. And don't take this the wrong way. Where a person thinks that, okay, no, I'm not doing any good deeds, I'm not fasting, I'm not reading Quran, but you know, I have good character, I'm kind towards people. And I'm not meaning that. I'm saying that good character is something that protects our amal. So we have to do worship. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be, reading our salah, reading nafil salah. We have to give charity. We have to read Quran. We have to do hajj. We have to fast. All this we have to do. But what will protect these amal? Because what will protect these amal is good character and being kind towards people. Because we know, as I just said, if a person is unkind towards people and he insults people, then on the day of Qiyamah, this will be a means of his amal becoming wiped out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removing all these amal and good deeds from him, and these good deeds being given to other people, and him entering into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, she says that from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a believer, a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day and is a true believer, reward as a person who fasts the entire day and reads salah the entire night, if he has good character. Allahu Akbar. What a position, what a maqam, what a rank this person reaches just by having good character and being kind towards people. He reaches the rank of a person who reads salah the entire night, and the rank of a person who fasts the entire day. What a beautiful way of life which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the closest to me in rank, the closest in proximity to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those people who have good character. So if we want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in close proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to have good character. A person is sincere towards people, person in his honesty towards people, in his helping others, he reaches the stage. And the best of people, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of people are those who are beneficial to others. He's not just a recluse, alone, living alone in one, under his one rock. That is not a believer. A believer is a person who interacts with others, who goes out and mingles amongst the people. And when he is amongst them, then he displays good character. And he shows what true Islam is. That true Islam is being kind to everything, whether it is a believer, non-believer, animals also. Rasulullah ﷺ has said that, I guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah. I guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah for that person who has good character. We see from the story of two women, in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, there were two women. One, she was known for her great, for being an abida, a great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she would perform salah, pay her zakat, read extra nafil salah. At night she would perform tahajjud, give charity in abundance. And you know, she was very, she would do a lot of nawafil over and above the faraid of deen. She would do nawafil, do a lot of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But her neighbors were afraid. She would display bad character to them. She would be critical of them, she would shout at them, she would chastise them for things. So her neighbors were, you know, terrified. Hey, this lady, she's going to say something, or I don't meet her because, you know, she's going to say something, she's going to tell me something bad, and she's going to be, you know, mean to her. And they wouldn't want to meet her. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this woman is in the fire. She will be in Jahannam. Why? Because of her not regarding the feelings of her neighbors and her fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. On the other hand, on the contrast, we see a woman who, she would do the bare minimum. She would just perform her 5 daily salah. She would fast in the month of Ramadan, you know, Hajj, etc. Not doing anything over and above what is required of her, just the bare minimum. But her neighbors were happy with her. Around her, they liked her because she would give them gifts. She would give them charity. She would meet them with a smiling face. And we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that inna min al ma'arufi an talqa akhaka biwajhin tariq, that when you meet a person from amongst the good deeds, from amongst the deeds that will gain us a reward, is that you meet your Muslim brother with a cheerful countenance, a happy face, smiling, being kind to them. This will cause that person to become at ease, to be peaceful, because he knows that if you are smiling at him, you are not angry, you don't want to harm him in any way, you are kind, you are being happy towards him. You know, he feels at ease. So this is part of the good deeds. So the neighbors, and she did good to them, and she was kind, and the neighbors were happy with her. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this woman, she is in Jannah. She has attained Jannah. Why? Because of her good nature towards people. And we know from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know very well. Quran tells us also that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best example for us is the life and, you know, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Certainly, most certainly, there is for you in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a beautiful example, a character which is noble. There is a way for you to follow. For the one who is this for? The one who desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with him. So if we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, if we desire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is a good character, a way of life, a sunnah that we And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to, regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that, O Rasulullah, you are upon a great noble character. So that is the way for you, that is the way I have set out for you, and your followers should also follow on that path. For this to come into our lives, to imbibe this into our lives, over and above reading Quran and learning hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama tell us that we should read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach our children the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we learn how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam engaged with others, non-Muslims and Muslims alike, how he dealt with them, how he interacted with them, his kind nature, his beautiful character. In the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ, this is what we will learn. And this is what we should try and inculcate into our lives as well as our children, to create an ummah that is kind and loving towards other people. We see in the incident of Rasulullah ﷺ with the Jew. A Jew comes to Rasulullah ﷺ while he is with the Sahaba. He comes to Rasulullah, he grabs Rasulullah ﷺ and he says, Ya Muhammad, pay me my dues, you owe me money. Give me my dues. You have a debt. So Rasulullah, the Sahaba radhiallahu anhum, they become perplexed. This is love of Sahaba. This we can't. There's nothing wrong with this. The love for Rasulullah that they had, that they stood up and they were about to hit this man. They wanted to chop his head off. But Rasulullah, he calms them down. He quells them. He says, "No, stop. Why don't you advise this man? Why don't you advise him to be lenient when he's asking for his debts? And why don't you ask me, advise me, tell me to pay my debts on time?" This is the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Jew hears this, he says that, O Rasulullah, he submits, O Messenger of Allah, I didn't come to take my money back from you. I read in my Torah, in my book, in my scripture, that the messenger, the last final messenger, he will have a beautiful way of dealing with people. He will have forbearance and tolerance, and he'll be kind to people, no matter what. So I have come to test this, and I have come to see that definitely you are the messenger. Your kind, your character, I treated you in such a harsh manner, but you were still kind and forbearing, and you were kind to me. On this, the Jew accepts Islam. He says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul." Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Another incident, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the woman who would throw, rubbish on his pathway, would throw rubbish on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make it hard for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to walk. At the time of her death, she's on her deathbed. She's ill. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at this. Like, what would we do if someone came to harm us, to trouble us, to shout at us? Even if they were in the right, but they came and they were abusive towards us, and they were, they grabbed hold of us and they wanted to hit us and they were roughing us up. So what would we do in that time? That time we say, "Oh no," our egos would flare. "I'm defending myself. I have a right. I'm defending myself." This is what we would do, and we would try to attack this person, or to hit back at this person, or to insult him. A woman who is throwing rubbish in her path, a Jew who is grabbing him and wants to and demanding his payment, his debts back in a rough manner. Rasulullah goes to meet this person. He goes to meet this old lady. We unfortunately will not do. Our egos will flare. Rasulullah displayed this to us. He showed us a good character. Why? Because he was not a person who was involved in nafs, involved in himself. There was nothing of nothing. He did nothing to, gain eminence on his side. Nothing to make his word, his name known to the people. He had a mission, a goal, and this was to link the creation to the Creator, to make Allah Subhanahu wa Taala high, and to make Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's name lofty and widespread amongst the people. This was Rasulullah. Not because he wanted his name to be high. So Rasulullah ﷺ, in all situations, he looked at it, how will I get this person to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be happy with the religion of Islam? And the reality is, most people out there are not looking at our scripture, they're not looking at Quran. They're not reading Quran, they're not reading hadith. What they are doing is looking at us Muslims who are interacting with them on a daily basis. That is what they're looking at. And they're seeing that, at every given moment, we as Muslims in the workplace, in the world out there, we are ambassadors of Islam. So we can either be, showing a good impression, giving a good impression of Islam, or we can be giving a bad impression of Islam. So we have to choose. We have to choose. What do we want to do? Are we going to drive people away with our bad character? Are we going to turn them away from Islam and they'll say, no, Islam, you know, it's not for me. The people of that religion, you know, they just want to cause, corruption, and they just want to, fight, and they're not very nice and humble. Is that what we want to show? Or are we going to show the real Islam? Show the real character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us with? Are we going to show, are we going to attract people towards Islam and bring them closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he has passed away, that mission is on us. There is no Nabi to come afterwards. And this is what we will be showing the people. We are going to carry this responsibility of Rasulullah ﷺ of bringing people towards Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly give me good character, make me pleasant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all ambassadors of Islam, good ambassadors of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from bad akhlaq, from su'ul adab, from evil character. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.